We're delighted today to be talking to Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi, Democrat running against Republican Claudia Tenney of New York's 22nd Congressional District. Well, welcome, Anthony Brindisi. We're so delighted to have you here.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Do you have a shot of beating her?
I think we have a really good shot of beating her this year.
What makes you say that?
Well, I think that, for one, the current representative is not very visible in the district unless you're seeing her on Fox or CNN, not holding town halls, taking votes that I think are in direct conflict with the interests of the district. And I'm someone who's always been very accessible and out in my time in the assembly, meeting with people, listening to concerns. And that's what I will continue to do when I become a member of Congress.
She's had problems within her own party, hasn't she?
She's had a lot of problems in her own party. She was in a little bit of a fight last week with the Oneida County Republican County Executive. She has challenged former Representative Richard Hanna in a primary back in 2014.
He'll probably never forgive her.
Well, I don't think he's a big fan, and he's someone who's been supporting our campaign. So
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about what you would do if you got elected. I want to point out to our listeners, of course, that we have not once but several times invited Claudia Tenney to appear here on this program, and that she has eschewed us and then spit us out. So that's a bad joke. So that's the case, and of course we'll always do that. So what has to be done in the United States Congress?
Well, I think we got to get back to an area where we can actually have representatives who can get things done. We've gone to the extremes on both sides and not enough people in the middle. And I was always brought up to believe in public service. I was always brought up to believe that our House of Representatives, our U.S. Congress, could actually get good things done. And you look at the course of our history, what they've been able to accomplish, despite having such a low approval rating right now, but civil rights, ending slavery, Medicare, Social Security, great government programs were creations and passed through Congress. And now we have a Congress that is completely one-sided, that passes one-sided health care bills, that passes one-sided tax bills, that can't get anything done on immigration or other any kind of reforms that need to be done that really get this country moving in the right direction again. People are sick of the partisanship, and particularly in the 22nd district, people are used to a representative like a Richard Hanna, or for the longest time, Congressman Sherry Bollert, who are more middle of the road, who have an independent streak and can actually accomplish things for the people in the district.
Of course, there are a lot of Republicans in the district.
There are more Republicans in the district than there are Democrats. There are more unaffiliated voters who are not in either party than there are Republicans, a Republican advantage. But most people, I believe, in this congressional district don't necessarily look at the whether there's a D or an R after a person's name. What they're looking for is this person going to represent my best interest? Is this person listening to me? Does this person have the ability to compromise and work across the aisle? And that's something that I've shown that I've been able to do during my time in the assembly.
So talk to me about the assembly. You're running for Congress, but you have to give up the assembly seat. Is that painful for you?
I'm going to be leaving behind a lot of good friends that I've met over the years. I think we've done a lot of good things in the state legislature, particularly for the current district that I represent in the Utica-Rome area in Oneida County. So we have to give that up. But I felt that this was an open congressional seat back in 2016. If you recall, Richard Hanna had retired and it became an open seat. And I thought about it at that time running for Congress and decided not to. This time around, with someone like Congresswoman Tenney in office, I felt that if we don't have good people who are willing to step up and run for these offices, then we have what we have right now in Washington. And right now, that's not working for the people in the 22nd district.
So what has she done wrong?
Well, let's start with her health care vote. You know, she was one of the members to vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which would be very detrimental to people in the 22nd district. We have many people who have benefited from Medicaid expansion, many people who travel to rural hospitals throughout the congressional district, which would not be there, in my opinion, if the Affordable Care Act were to be repealed, taking people off of their health insurance or charging more for pre-existing conditions. That's not something that's helping people in the 22nd district. She voted for a tax bill that essentially gives tax cuts to the the wealthiest Americans. We're not seeing the impacts of the tax bill as promised in the 22nd district. She's never visible in the district. She's taken so many overseas tours. I think she's taken more overseas tours than Congressman Hanna's taken in his 6 years than she took in her first year. Voting for things like internet privacy. You know, that's something that's in the news right now as Mark Zuckerberg testifies before Congress. She voted for a bill that essentially allows these large internet service providers to sell your personal information and then takes money from the same companies that are pushing the bill.
She took money.
She took money. Yeah. I have made a pledge in my race. I'm not accepting any corporate PAC money in my election. And despite that pledge and not taking big special interest money from corporations, we are actually leading the way in the whole country. We're in the top 20 in the whole country in individual contributions, small dollar contributions, and we're out fundraising her. So this is a people-powered campaign because the people are very upset with our current representative.
And what about her relationship with Donald Trump?
Well, she has very close, looks like, from what I can see. She's always, you know, approving of his agenda. She tries to appear with him as much as she can. I feel that the role of a representative, and people ask me all the time, are you going to oppose Trump? Are you going to support Trump? I feel the role of a representative is to work with the president, whoever he or she may be, when it is going to be something that will help the people in the congressional district, and to stand up and oppose the president when he or she is putting forward policies that are going to harm people in the congressional district. That's something I've always done in my time in the assembly. You know, the governor and I have worked together on issues, and we have been on the opposite side of issues over the years.
How about gun control? Where are you with him on that one?
Well, I did not vote for the SAFE Act in New York State. I am a supporter of Second Amendment rights. We have a
NRA loves you.
They do. I've never accepted money from NRA. I've never will take money from the gun lobby. But I'm also someone who believes that we need to have expanded background checks in this country. You know, most of the gun violence that's committed here in New York State is done by firearms that are purchased legally in other states, particularly down south, who have very lax background check laws, and then smuggled into New York and sold illegally for gun violence. It's unbelievable to me that we don't have a system of universal background checks across the whole country.
That's, sounds like your rating from the NRA is going to go down.
Well, we got supported by the Giffords organization, and it's because, look, I will support laws that will help keep firearms out of the hands of criminals, the violently mentally ill, people who are committing domestic abuse. She will not support any of that.
Let's go to impeachment. We have about a minute here, but should this president be impeached?
I want to see where these investigations play out. He's not been brought up on any charges. And there are investigations that are going forward right now. Let's see what happens with those. And then at some point in time, if there are indictments that are handed down, we have to make decisions. But right now, people in the district are not talking about impeachment or some of these investigations. They're concerned about their health care. They're concerned about their Social Security. They're concerned about their jobs. Those are the issues that drive the conversation when I'm out doing town hall meetings throughout the congressional district.
Our guest has been Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi, Democrat running against Republican Claudia Tinney of New York's 22nd congressional district. Lives in Utica. Anthony, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.